Macmillan Audio presents The Grove of the Caesars by Lindsay Davis. Read for you by Jane Collingwood.
Rome, the Trans-Tiberina, December AD 89. Chapter 1. I want to make a complaint. Poets are wrong about gardens. Your average poet, scratching away to impress his peers in the Writers' Guild at their dusty haunt on the Aventine, the Temple of Minerva, will portray a garden as a metaphor for productive peace and quiet. In such secluded places, poets will say, men who own multiple estates engage in happy contemplation of weighty intellectual matters while acquiring a glow of health. These landowners, idiot patrons of ridiculous authors, take pleasure from topiary cut in the shape of their own names. Yet they avoid the slur of self-indulgence simply because their box tree autographs have roots in the earth. When garden owners step indoors, it's no better. Every wall in their houses adds to the lie, with pictorial herbage cluttering up frieze and dado, sometimes branches and garden ornaments even dangle from ceilings. For most Romans, growing a shrub in an urn reminds them of their agricultural forebears quite enough, while the landscaped panoramas...